This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Comey, Senior Host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Coming up in the next, after the break, we have David Bigo, author of Devil at Our Doorstep. How he fought and won the SEIU. I used to call him my SEIU slayer. I don't want to get him in any trouble, so I'm just going to back off of that a little bit. But how he actually fought the SEIU at their own game. He won. And he got them to, he put them in their place. Because they were trying to force themselves on this company. They didn't want to do a vote. Think about that. They didn't want people to vote as to whether they wanted them there or not. And I always love it how, you know, if they don't win by bullying, they call us bullies, but they don't win by bullying, and all of a sudden they go nuts. They can do anything they want to. It's not right, and I'm glad he fought, and he was willing to put his money where his mouth was, or is, whatever. And he spent almost, you ready for this? He spent almost $1 million of the company money, of his own money, to make this happen. To give his employees the right to vote. And they voted against the union. When they actually saw what the union was doing, they were like, no, we don't want any part of this. This man's been good to us for years, and you guys are treating him really bad. We don't want any part of this. What are you going to do to us if we don't get in line with you? And that's it. They do operate in a very thug-like manner. So the New York Times has done a study on how media covers hate groups and what they consider hate groups. Now, just because I'm a white guy who's a Christian and a conservative and I belong to the Republican Party, I am like at the top of their list, believe it or not. Go figure. So for more than half a decade, Media Matters has monitored how broadcast, cable, print, and local media outlets cover hate groups. Now, they've got some charts up of the largest studies documenting how journalists report on how group on these hate groups. Now, in July 2016, they listed which publications avoid using the hate group label for anti-LGBTQ extremists. Now, I don't know what you can't say Muslim extremists. They won't let you do that. Or radical Muslims, or any of that. But as I've always said, you can use it against Christians. It's perfectly acceptable. Or conservatives. And notice that it's only LGBTQ, right? So even if I say, I still love you, but I don't approve of your lifestyle, okay, I can't line up with the LGBTQ world because my Bible tells me I can't, and I'm a God believer. That doesn't mean I hate you. My kids do a lot of stupid things. Some of my kids have done illegal stuff or wrong stuff. I don't hate them. I don't disagree with them. I don't fall in line with them. When my children got tattoos, I said, I don't like tattoos. I think they're wrong. I think they're bad. You know, if you cover your whole body with it, what are you really covering? But that's my personal opinion. Doesn't mean I hate the person. Doesn't mean I hate my kids because I don't like what they put on their body. That's just ignorant going somewhere to happen. And if that's what you believe, you're the one that needs help, not me. That's why I wrote the book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, to exactly deal with this crazy stuff. So New York Times labels the SPLC's top five anti-LGBT hate groups. Now, I don't know if you know this. They use the Southern Poverty Law Center, SPLC, designation of a hate group to clearly designate any anti-LGBTQ hate group So out of 60 stories, right, they called out conservatives, religious conservatives, and Christians being the highest, the biggest haters, if you would, of the LGBTQ community. So even if we tell you, I have kids that are gay or lesbian, I have, you know, married kids that are gay or lesbian, but I still don't believe in the LGBTQ, whatever lifestyle, then I'm a hater. Does that make sense to anybody? Any of you guys? So it's and the Washington Post, when you get to their top five, hey, now think about this. Even if you're none of these and you say you're not, you don't agree, you're a hater. So they also labeled conservatives, religious conservatives, and Christians as hate extremists. And they had other way down there. Again, I think it's kind of funny. They can't figure it out on their own. Now, they say that the ideologies of these groups, or they put in the, I don't know, the category, if they're hate or extremist groups. Think about this. They tie in the fact that you are, if you're a white nationalist, if you're anti-LGBT in any way, if you're anti-Muslim, now that's how they put this in there, anti-immigrant, not anti-illegal immigrant, not anti-illegal immigration, but just anti-immigrant. So I'm not an anti-immigrant. Or anti-government. If you're any of those, you're a hater. Or you're an extreme hater if you're into multiple categories. So I say, no, I don't believe in gay and lesbian lifestyles, period. And no, I don't want to let extreme Muslim terrorists in the country. So I do believe in American exceptionalism. That makes me a white nationalist, makes me anti-LGBT, it makes me anti-Muslim, anti-immigrant, and I think government's too big. I'm done. They can actually put me in jail at that point, right? Isn't that beautiful? I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to The Real Side of GCN Live. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. At Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
No, no, don't do that. Don't do that. If you shoot him, you'll just make him mad.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Head up to the website, realside.com. where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and hopefully Facebook won't ban us again. I love this. It's like a constant battle. With Facebook, you feel like you're in there. I shouldn't even mention their name, because if you say it too many times, it's like, what was it, Beetlejuice? You say it too many times, and all of a sudden they show up, and they knock you off the air. Anyway, always love to have this guy on with me. David Fisher is the CEO of Landmark Capital. David, just jump in here. You're one of the only guys I know that I love listening to you, and I listen to a lot of people talk about money. I love listening to you talking about the markets, the money, and not because it in a greedy sense, but you've got so much information that I can understand. You don't speak over my head.
Well,
that's tough to do.
I got to speak to the average investor, and I've spoke over many people's heads before, and I've been chastened to do so and doing so. So I guess I've learned the opposite, and maybe my farm values being simple are coming out again. So let's make this understandable, because it's always about helping people.
You know, it's I was in the technology business for 20 years, pretty darn close to 20 years. And I remember in my early days when I'd be speaking to somebody, you know, their eyes would glaze over. And I finally caught on to the fact that they shut down and all they heard was like that thing out of Charlie Brown. You wah, 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 wah. And I wasn't getting through to them anymore. I never get that feeling with you. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, in all transparency, you're a sponsor of the show. But I never get that with you. I really do. And I've never had anybody call me and go, yeah, okay, those guys, all they want is my money. I've never had that call from people either. So it's why I enjoy having you on. I get it. And if I get it, I figure everybody else has got it too. So, again, thanks for being with me today.
No, thank you, Joe.
All right. So the markets are a little flat today. And I don't know if it's because of everybody paying attention more or waiting to see what happens with all these hearings that we've got going on. But you said in January a couple of things: we'd be in a bull market in stocks and metals at this time, and you also said that we'd have a bumpy ride. Now, you've been pretty much right on the numbers on all these. So let's talk about, first of all, what is a bull market and what has the bull market done?
Think of a bull. It's raging. It doesn't give up. A bear, it hibernates. It sleeps. So a bull would be the market going up. A bear means it's going sideways to down. There's not a lot of activity in it. So you can have, you know, long-term and short-term of these types of markets. You can have, call it in a daily level what it is, but usually they don't refer to a bull market every day or a bear market every day. They refer to the market as being sideways if it's not moving up or down. So we have a little bit of uptick in stocks today. We have a little bit of downtick in gold today and metals, but previous to today, more of the flip-flop was happening. But so we don't really pay attention to what one day does, because that doesn't dictate a trend. But thank you for the compliment. I was right in the trend this year. We're 6 months into the year. Let's look at the numbers. Gold is up 10.1%. Silver is up. These are year-to-date numbers. Silver up almost as much as gold, 10%. And the Dow is up 6.5%, so a little bit more than half as much as the metal markets. So this is an indicator of, you know, just like there's better stocks that outperform the Dow, there's markets in metals that outperform the index that I'm referring to. So we have to use some sort of yardstick, and these are the most reputable yardsticks that we can use and adhere by. But it's been a bumpy road, and that's, you know, more because of the topics that were being talked about. You know, the one that's coming up tomorrow is James Comey before Congress testifying. And that's going to make some bumpiness of the market. We've had Coates testify today and in four other people that are an associate with him, and they couldn't answer the simple question that did President Trump and them have a conversation that they would have been swayed one way or the other, and they basically all opted out on this simple question. So it's frustrating. We're not getting our answers. But, you know, some of the other major bumpy ones are the obvious. Recently, we pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord. I speak for a living. The Paris Climate Accord. We've talked about withdrawing from NAFTA previously this year. Yesterday, Trump announced, and it wasn't talked too much about, that he wants to make major changes on the Federal Reserve. So that's a big thing. We're going to be watching that. You know, the obvious that's been in the news, did Trump leak information to the Russians? You know, did Jared Kushner, who's his son-in-law, have a special way of communicating with the Russians? What is real news? What is fake news? All these things. But the important things are this. Are we going to repeal and replace Obamacare? Are we going to get a tax deal done where what President Trump campaigned upon, getting the corporate tax down to 15%, is at 35%? And will that be all corporations or just big corporations? And will we have a budget that is a balanced budget when we get to that period of time, which is, they're talking about it now, but that is coming up in September. So those are the three main things. And I'm going to be a little bit hard on Congress and the president. It's insane you guys can't get this thing done. We're 6 months into this. You have a Republican Congress. Let's get this done. There, I ranted. I'll get off
show.
My soapbox.
No, I'm going to cut that out and send it to them and let them know that you've made your case. Look, you're feeling the frustration and that the rest of us are feeling and from a standpoint of...
Joe, we elected them to get this done. Come on.
I talked to a congressman the other night, and I said, I don't understand what the issue is here. And he goes, that's because you're not hearing about anything we're doing. We've passed over 110 bills, and he just started ranting stuff. And I said, great. What about the big ones?
I'm sorry, Joe. The three things that President Trump campaigned upon.
Mm-hmm.
We're not even talking about the wall. Forget terrorism for a second. I'm not minimizing what happened in London. My heart goes out to them. The three things that he said he was going to do, none of it's done. We're 6 months into it, and we passed all these other things. That's because all these other things are simple, and you don't need any congressional vote, or there's really no fight about it.
Yep.
But the three main things, none of it's done.
I hear you. All right. Let's get on to the next where we... Yeah. There's not a week that goes by that we don't hear a story that shakes the markets, right? And this president's going to have... He's going to have a bumpy presidency. We already know this. Are the markets ever going to figure this out? Or are they going to, over the next 6 months, what do you see? Because he's still going to be settling in.
Well, the markets are starting to figure out how the president communicates via Twitter. The markets are... And I'm going to speculate now, Joe. I think the markets will become a little bit... dull to the reaction of what President Trump says, when he says it, how he says, whatever topic he's talking about. I think the market will not react as much. And like, oh, the shocking that, Trump does. That's his style. President Trump's not going to change.
All right.
He is going to be President Trump.
You got to pause that because we believe in capitalism here. We want to make some money. We're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Don't go far. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again, just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
We are back.
I can play the whole song.
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Well, actually, it couldn't cost us too much money. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Stations and times can be found at therealside.com. That's therealside.com. We can actually be watching live and listening. All this fun stuff. Anyway, I want to bring him right back on because I don't want to waste his time. David Fisher joins me. He's the CEO of Landmark Capital. He joins me actually every week here, so we get a little bit of a market update, find out what's going on, and find out about your money. And we were just talking about President Trump, and as far as I'm concerned, he's got a fight in front of him, and what is that going to make the markets look like over the last 6 months? Next 6 months, God, I'll get the tongue working here in a minute. Next 6 months, David, thanks for being with me.
Hey, you're very welcome. So I don't have the crystal ball, but normally problems in leadership getting things done creates havoc for the market, and the tweets, like I was saying, there's going to be less havoc. But here's really the key. The market recently was not affected by the May jobs report, which was lower than expected. In headlines, the jobs growth was 147,000. After revision, it was negative 66K less. So
wow.
Here we have a downward revision happening. Wages are lower. A string of disappointing hard economic data came out in May. And Bank of America reports says clearly equities continue to respond well to both the positive and negative economic data. And the latter leads to a more dovish monetary policy stance. In other words, it doesn't matter, because here's the big thing. I'm going to get on my soapbox again. The market is anticipating it'll move upward, and in moving upward with anticipation that the three things that President Trump campaigned upon will get done. So here's the bad news to that. If he does not get done, or the Republicans do not get done, these three things, repeal and replace Obamacare, a tax deal at 15% corporate tax being lowered, and a balanced budget, if he doesn't get those three things done, watch the market unravel. Because the market is moving with much anticipation of that, and the whole, I won't say the whole market, but the majority of the market is bearing its upward movement for those things to be done. We don't have those things, the market will unravel.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's going to crash like in 2008.
Right.
It's going to pull back. We've gone 7-8 years. The market corrects every 7-8 years. We've gone 10 years almost, 9 years without a market correction. We're long overdue. This will unravel the market and cause it to correct.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for that news. And
I'm not a doomsdayer.
I know you're not. It's the truth.
The
I mean, cycles are cycles.
Operating.
Yeah, cycles are cycles. And people, I'll say that you don't have to, global warming, cycles are cycles. Yes. The Earth is going through a climate cycle. It happens.
This is a financial climate cycle.
There you go.
That people who have nothing to do with metals are saying the same thing. It's the message.
Yeah. All right. So you talked about this before, and it floored me the first time you brought it up. And there's a Sharia compliant gold cryptocurrency, and it just launched. Well, what is this? This has to do with how Muslims or people of the Islamic faith buy and sell gold, right?
You're exactly right. I talked on your program about 4 months ago about this, and I said on March 31st, they're going to launch the ability from 1.6 billion Muslims to be able to buy gold now. This will benefit 21 central banks and 212 billionaires, or totaling 1.6 billion new people coming to the sector of gold, which is approximately 25% of the world population. Before this was revised, for 42 years, Muslims could not buy gold according to the Islamic law called the Sharia law, which dictates how Muslims invest. So that was modified, just like, a simple analogy is as time moves on, theologians interpret scripture, how it works in our world today, to create an environment saying, here's how you can live biblically and abiding by the guidelines that the Bible talks about. The same, in essence, is happening with Islamic law and the Sharia law. So the accounting and auditing organization for Islamic financial institutions met with the World Gold Council last year in November 19th, and they came up with new guidelines, and they launched them on December 3rd, and the market would open up to Islamics on March 31st, which it did. And this now shows the new investing standards that satisfies those who wants to abide by the Sharia law. And the World Gold Council estimates $1.88 trillion of new Islamic money that was not allowed to come into the market now will be allowed. Let's put this into perspective. $1.88 trillion of new Islamic money. There's only $2.93 trillion of all gold in investments above ground, which includes central banks. So they're going to affect the market. And this new in crypto 1 gram Sharia compliant gold backed cryptocurrency that was announced recently by, ironically, a person who is of Islamic faith, is saying this is Sharia compliant. It's the equivalency of a Bitcoin, but they're buying gold, physical gold, and it complies with the guidelines. So this is like an ETF, like a GLD, if you will, for that Sharia compliant. Another way,
English.
Another way they can buy gold on an index and still not break their religious law.
Okay.
This allows a lot of money to come into the market.
And what is that going to do to the price of gold, do you think?
It'll cause gold to go up because almost $1.9 trillion is now allowed to come into the market. It's a huge amount of money.
Yeah. Yeah.
$1.9 trillion has a green light to come into the market when there's only a market capitalization of $2.9 trillion. It will affect the market.
Wow. That's a good thing. I'm looking at this thinking, if you're the guy, like some of the guys I know that have drilled, put a whole bunch of holes in their backyard and buried gold in there, that's going to make that go up quite a bit, isn't it?
Absolutely. And on a side note with that, there's a when you look at the relationship between gold and the U.S. dollar index, something happened a week ago, Joe, that changed the whole signaling. This is the technical side. I don't want to get too technical, but there's the fundamental side and the technical side. The technical side now is saying to traders on Wall Street, it's time to buy gold. It passed a gold technical indicator recently by this upward movement in gold and the downward movement in the dollar. The dollar index has been trading around 100, 101. It's now at 96. So it's been going down. Gold's been going up. They've crossed, and a technical signal says to the traders on Wall Street and in the Chicago Board of Trade and any other small investor, it's time to go long and buy gold. So it's so we got the fundamentals. Now we got the technicals. When those things two happen and all the movement of green lights coming into gold, it's an upward movement for gold. A lot of signals are saying buy gold right now.
Yeah. We only have about a minute left, so it's a quick question. It's just a matter of do you see this happening all in one, like all in one shot over a very short period of time, or do you think this will just kind of go out over a period of 2, 3, 4, 5 months? You think
this is going to be over a period of 3 to 4 years. You're going to see gold double. It's the same thing that happened when the Chinese, the equivalency of 25% of the world, had a green light to buy gold in 2003. But it took 3 years later, gold doubled from 2003 to 2006. So this is the reiteration of that, just in a different community.
Wow. Just. I look at this stuff and I say to myself, it's so much to keep up on. Thank God you've got over 21 years in the bit. What, 22 years? Well, you're too young. 20, you can't. What
24 years. 24 years.
What did you start at 4? I mean, anyhow.
I got some gray hairs.
Okay. Joe Messina, your host. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. And, we get so much information from David, so don't go far. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. And I do mean come on back.
Please drive with
My husband says, you are what you eat. Not true, dear. I did my research. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So I didn't feel the vitamins and supplements I was taking were effective. I didn't feel any different. Then I switched to Protovite, a liquid multivitamin, mineral, and phytonutrient complex. And wow, you've got to see the video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset Program. Our Debt Reset Program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how we can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-USA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. I'm showing my age now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I just want to jump right on it. You can head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, be involved in the conversation. But I really want to get back to my guest, because you got to know what's going on in finances there. Every time I open up Facebook or my email, I'm, markets crashing, markets rocketing, market this, market. I have no idea what these guys are talking about sometimes and the points they come up. But David always seems to lay it out, calm me down, and have it make sense. David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital, joins us as he does every week to give us kind of an update on what's going on. David, again, thanks for being with me.
No, thank you, Joe, for having me.
Yeah, let's get one thing that we need to talk about is debt. I mean, seriously, our country is getting further and further in debt. You've got a president, and not that I'm upset with what he's done, but there are things you need to do, just like Reagan did and others. He's talking about infrastructure work. He's talking about beefing up our military. Are we going to be able to handle this?
Well, you have three different levels of debt, Joe. You have your personal level of debt of the consumer, which has reached an all-time highs pre-2008 level again.
Wow.
You have corporate debt, which has reached the same level as high levels prior to 2008. And you have governmental debt, which is beyond levels of 2008. The Fed, let's put this in perspective. Before 2008, the Federal Reserve, which is not the government, okay, the Federal Reserve was leveraged at 7-to-1. In other words, for every dollar they created, they had $7 leverage or financial obligations. Today, after quantitative easing and creating what you call the Fed balance sheet, that ballooned from $500 billion, $550 billion, if you will, now it is currently at $4.5 trillion and growing because of quantitative easing. It's growing not because they're creating more, it's growing because the interest that is being required to facilitate the management of this debt is growing. And as they raise interest rates, it perpetuates the problem even greater. Now they're leveraged not at 7-to-1 anymore, they're at 77-to-1. The government, our government, in 2008 was $10 trillion, now we're approaching $20 trillion. There's never been a time in a 10-year period where our government debt has doubled. What's happened across the world is debt structures on a government levels have ballooned. And so it's so much that the IMF recently put out a report saying, in fact, just recording their report, in fact, just like in 2008, debts are going bad at a very alarming pace. In fact, they have already gotten so bad. America alone, bad debt held by companies could reach $4 trillion at almost a quarter of corporate assets. That debt could undermine the financial stability if mishandled. At this stage of the cycle, setting new records is a reason for caution, not optimism. So this is the IMF saying this. Quit being so optimistic about where the world is going. Just because the stock market is at 21,000 points is not the thermometer or the yardstick to say everything is fine. And so don't be misillusioned into that we have that. That is everything that all things should be measured by. We have a financial debt that's not being addressed. And even recently, just since I was on your program last week, John Malden, who's a very well recognized writer for Forbes magazine, comes out and contributes a very in-depth, great article about the title of his article is How to Prepare Your Portfolio for the Great Reset. And so he goes on and says it's not a matter of if anymore we're going to have a major pullback and a reset of values. It's a matter of when. And he says that what's happening is we're creating another bubble. This bubble is global debt, though. Especially government debt, he says. The other is even the larger bubble of what the government promises to pay that they can't pay. And history has shown it's more likely that the U.S. will have a recession in the next few years. And when it comes, it will likely blow away the U.S. government deficit to $2 trillion a year. Currently, we're at $660 billion. We're not even at $1 trillion in our deficit. So, in other words, we're going to spend more than we take in. So we got a financial structure that's going to burst at its seams here at some point in the next 1 to 2 years is what John Malden is saying based upon what's happening. And that is going to be a bad day for stocks, a bad day for real estate, and a very good day more than likely for metals because this is what happened before. So this is why it's imperative that you diversify, you get some money in cash, you get some money in metals, you get some money outside of the system in cash, so that if they pull the trigger on seizing your money, you have money in metals, you have money in cash, you don't have 100% of your money in the stock market. Because this thing will happen. It might not be next month, it might not be in 6 months, but when it happened before, it happened very quickly. And people couldn't get out of the market from losing thousands, and it turned out to be $7 trillion was lost in a very short period of time, about a month. So prepare before. I'd rather be 2 years too early than 2 days too late.
The, you know, we've talked about this before, and we never went down this road, though. Some new information you found out about the IRS, but the government may be able to seize metals that you have deposited in your IRAs, and explain that and how that works.
In depository retirements, there's a depository called Brinks, and then there's a depository called Delaware Depository Servicing Company, DDSC, in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware. And so that being the backstop, and this is why most of our clients don't store their IRA money in a depository. They take physical possession of it. You heard me right. You can roll over your 401k, your IRA, buy physical gold and silver and take possession of it without tax liability. You have a white paper on it. You can learn about that. But getting to the topic at hand, there's a thing called a CUSIP number. Every stock, every bond, every financial asset that's traded on Wall Street, even the private assets that like Morgan Stanley puts together, that's not a publicly traded index, those all have a CUSIP number. There is globally CUSIP numbers run into 30. There's 34 million of them that are in financial instruments across 255 countries. So this is tied to a stock called a CUSIP number. So recently, the group that created CUSIP is called CUSIP Global Services. They announced a collaboration with Delaware Depository. Now they want to create CUSIP numbers for physical gold and silver products, 93 of them, that are in a depository. You know where I'm going with this now.
Yeah. Yes.
Isn't this sounds crazy? This is the oldest asset in the world. That's the world oldest asset class called gold and silver is now the latest to receive the CUSIP number in depositories. So my question is this: why don't they go to the mint where it's created? Why don't they go to the manufacturer that creates the bar, like Engelhart bars? Why do they go to the depository?
With the bars? Because they're looking for them there, that they don't exist. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Because this confirms what I've been saying on your radio program and all across the radio waves. The government is moving towards IRAs. Otherwise, they would go to the mint. Otherwise, they would go to the company that creates the bars. They're going towards the depository where your IRA is stored in metals. You can look it up. It's mainstream media. So this is why we advocate. Get some insulation. If you have, listen to me, if you have an IRA right now, I've helped out lots of people who have metals in IRAs in a depository to get control of that money without a tax liability and hold the metals in their hands. So call my company. You'll learn about that. Let's get you some education. But this most information recently that I found out this week is startling and confirms another big piece of the puzzle that says the government is moving towards seizure of assets, even gold and silver in a depository now under IRAs.
Well, here's the thing. Let's just hit on this really quick because you've got about a minute left here. You know, how do people get in touch with you? Let's just go there. Let people just get in touch with you. They need to hop up on the website, landmarkgold.com. They need to get informed so they can make the right decisions. How do they find you?
They can go to our website, like you said, landmarkgold.com, Joe, or they can call us and have an interactive conversation and get their questions answered, maybe even talk about this topic at 844-715-7311 and get a packet out to themselves.
Well, that's great. David, thanks for being with me today. Hey, don't go far. We've got a lot more coming up at the top of the hour. Seriously, heat up your coffee. Come on back.
Meeting is adjourned. Oh, I am sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?